This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with a feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashwani, Mr. Modi said that social security is one of the biggest coverages in the world, as around 95 crore people of the country are getting the benefit of some or the other social security schemes. Prime Minister Modi also mentioned about the WHO declaring India trachoma-free, saying it is the result of the hard work of lakhs of people who fought this disease tirelessly without a break. Talking about the emergency, the Prime Minister said, with the power of public participation, big crises can be confronted, and it was the strength of the people that they did not bow down, did not break down, and did not accept any compromise with democracy. He said those who imposed the emergency not only murdered the constitution, but they also had the intention to keep the judiciary as their slave.
आप कल्पना कर सकते हैं वो दौर कैसा था. इमरजेंसी लगाने वालों ने ना सिर्फ हमारे संविधान की हत्या की, बल्कि उनका इरादा न्यायपालिका को भी अपना गुलाम बनाए रखने का था. इस दौरान लोगों को बड़े पैमाने पर प्रताड़ित किया गया था. इसके ऐसे अनेक उदाहरण है जिन्हें कभी भी भुलाया नहीं जा सकता. जॉर्ज फर्नांडिस साहब को जंजीरों में बांधा गया था. अनेक लोगों को कठोर यातनाएं दी गई.
मिस्टर मोदी सेड बोडोलैंड इन असम टुडे स्टैंड्स आउट इन द कंट्री विद अ न्यू फेस एंड अ न्यू आइडेंटिटी. ही सेड द एनर्जी एंड कॉन्फिडेंस दैट द यूथ देयर हैव इज मोस्ट विजिबल ऑन द फुटबॉल फील्ड. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh from today. She will grace the 11th convocation ceremony of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute at Bareilly. On the same day, the President will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Gorakhpur. On Tuesday, President Murmu will inaugurate the Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University at Gorakhpur. She will also visit Mahayogi Gorakhnath University, Gorakhpur, where she will inaugurate its auditorium, academic block and Panchkarma Kendra, as well as lay the foundation stone for a new girls hostel. Kolkata police has increased the members of the special investigation team SIT to probe the Kasba Law College gang rape case from 5 to 9. Meanwhile, opposition parties are protesting the incident by organizing various protest marches in Kolkata. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has criticized the ruling Trinamool Congress in Kolkata. He said an undeclared emergency is in operation in West Bengal under the rule of TMC. Leader of opposition in the assembly and BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari said, women and girls are not safe in Bengal under the rule of Mamata Banerjee. The Odisha government has ordered a high-level administrative inquiry into the deaths due to stampede near Sri Gundicha Temple at Sharda Bali in Puri that occurred early yesterday. Development Commissioner of Odisha Anugarh will probe into the tragic incident in which 3 devotees, including 2 women, died and many others sustained serious injuries. The mishap took place when a massive crowd had gathered for darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi and Devi Subhadra on their respective chariots, Nandi Ghosh, Tal Dhwaj and Dev Dalana. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis yesterday announced the formation of a committee headed by Dr. Narendra Jadhav to make recommendations regarding the 3-language formula in schools. And that's the end of this news bulletin.